right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
You have been ignition. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, welcome to Monday. How are we? I'm missing Jade today.
Missing Jade, yeah, that's right.
Lads, as you like to say, Crevo.
Oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi, oi. Good morning, Hamish.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you've had a renovation in your newsroom there today. I mean, Scotty Cam's been through there with a broom, it seems like, and a paintbrush.
And a paintbrush. He's almost finished.
Almost finished. I think the deadline, Scotty Cam's deadline ran out. The clock ticked down, but, you know, it's a good start. It's a good start.
Hey, you'll take what you can get,
exactly.
Yeah. Producer Jackson, how was your weekend?
It was good. I listened to my partner just whinge about the stock market the whole time, but
how
it was
boring.
Pretty relaxed. Yeah.
Is he going away yet?
He is going to the Great Barrier Reef very soon for like a 3-week yacht holiday, but all of his overseas work's been sort of halted because of this coronavirus.
He's not panic selling any of his stocks, is he?
No. Oh, he's just really annoyed that a lot of his money's gone down the toilet.
It'll come back.
Yeah.
He just needs to let it ride.
I hope so. I need an Italian holiday or something like that.
Are you sure you want to go there at the moment?
It's better than here on a Monday.
Airfares are cheap.
It's true.
Do you know what? Jade. Look, I don't know if she's bunging it on, but she's apparently got the flu. So does that mean that she needs to go and get tested for coronavirus before she comes back to work? I mean, they've been very particular about, you know, getting checked if you're sick. So
yeah, that's right.
Can you confirm that for us, Hamish?
I can have a look into it, yes.
Because you should, really, shouldn't you? Like, if you're feeling unwell,
absolutely,
flu-like symptoms, you should probably get checked before you come back to the office.
And the idea is that you actually call ahead to the GP or to the emergency department.
So they're ready.
So they're ready, and they can actually give you a test. But
imagine if they quarantine us all for weeks.
No, I hope not.
I don't know. Has anyone where she's been exposed? I don't know. Anyone in Morpeth got coronavirus? That's the only place she goes.
Pickleball.
Yeah, it's all possible, isn't it?
Speaking of Jade, oh my God, guys, what a weekend I've had.
What's happened, Maddie?
So, you know how we did the whole cake thing, entering
it
into the Newcastle show? So, turns out, on Friday, she said, I'm just going to go and buy my cake. And you should too, Maddie, and we'll let Crevo make it. I felt bad, so I told you not to make the cake.
Because of this, that's right.
Because she was just going to, you know, be lazy and just go and buy one from Hamilton TAFE.
Right, and I was like, well, this is a stitch-up. I'm not having a part
of it. Exactly. Anyway, I just thought, nah, you know, we're not gonna cook. You won't believe what she's done on Saturday morning. I'm going to tell you next. I'm not happy.
Okay.
Not happy.
You're not happy.
Not happy. Not happy. Lizzo. Good as hell. 6:07 live across Newey. Good morning. Lizzo, good as hell. 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Minus Jade today. And of course, on the weekend was our big cake making challenge, guys.
That's right.
And Jade basically entered in a cake into the Newcastle show. I'm going to tell you how it went right now.
If you've ever tried to make this, but ended up with this. This is the show for you.
Nailed it.
Go! Go! The microwave ain't working.
Don't know how to do it.
So, long story short, you and I didn't make a cake because Jade decided to cheat and...
That's right. Was going to buy one and just enter that as her own work. Are you kidding?
Plagiarism at its finest. Jade leader right there. Anyway, long story short, I thought I'd wipe my hands clean of this whole thing. Yeah. So, I'm having a great weekend, right? Friday night, went to the Matildas.
Beautiful.
Watch that corporate box, free booze. It was flowing. So, I was having a great night. I was having a great night. Anyway, I thought, you know what? Got the weekend off the whole weekend, Saturday morning, sleep in till about 10, 10:30. That's the ideal time for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm like sort of woken up like slightly by my phone ringing, and I look over and I have 6 missed calls.
Six?
All from Jade.
You thinking like major emergency?
What's happened? You know, is she okay?
Yeah.
3 Facebook messages, 2 text messages. All Jade. Hello, Maddie. Are you awake? Hello, Maddie.
Obviously not.
Clearly. And then the intercom goes off. 7:40 a.m.
Because you live in an apartment building.
The intercom is like an alarm through
very
my house.
Loud,
very freaking loud.
Yeah, because it's designed to be heard in any place in the house, even if music's playing, whatever.
I open up my eyes and I think, surely not. Surely not. Surely she isn't out there.
Can't be.
I go, turn the intercom on. There she is. Maddie! Hello, Maddie! I'm like, what the effing hell are you doing, Jade? I was like, it's 7:40. I didn't answer my phone for a reason. I was like, what do you need? She goes, I want you to come and deliver the cake with me to the Newcastle show, and then we can have breakfast tomorrow after it. And I'm like, what? I was so angry.
Oh, I can tell.
So angry. Because it's my one weekend off and she's buzzing my doorbell unannounced at that time. I live with people as well, so my housemate was not happy.
I can imagine.
And she's just so loud. Like, does that not make sense to you? Like,
if you,
you don't answer your phone six times.
You're not answering.
You don't go and knock on someone's door until they answer.
Infuriating.
Anyway, I realised, right, the whole thing was just a ruse for me to go and be her handbag at the show to carry her cake.
Oh, Maddie.
She started live streaming it, so she had a selfie stick. No one to carry her cake except me, obviously.
Mm.
So here I am, you know, at 8:10 on a Saturday morning.
In a great mood, I assume.
Hungover, and then she starts live streaming.
Good morning, everybody. There's Maddie walking with my cake that I baked for the Newcastle show. He wasn't very happy this morning, were you, Maddie?
That generally happens, Jade, when you rock up to people's houses and you buzz their doorbell to wake them up.
You said you were going to...
No, I didn't.
He did.
I didn't. Did. I said, message me in the morning. I'm here against my will.
I kidnapped him. I disagree with that, but anyway...
I don't know my own life, Jade. Anyway, the cake situation. We get there, right?
Mm.
Jade's cake falls in half when she's putting it onto the judging
plate. Falls apart.
Plate. It's like falls, breaks in half.
Uh-huh.
She pushes in the line.
Oof.
People are like, you're pushing in. Jade looks at them with like this blank grin, just stands, continues to stand there. They go, look. We're really sorry, Jade. We appreciate your effort, but you're disqualified on arrival. She's like, why? She's like, well, first of all, you've entered the cake into the men's baking category.
So she hasn't ticked the right thing on the form.
Second of all, she was not allowed to use a ring, like a ring baking tray, like
yeah,
one of the
ring
hole
mold
in the middle.
Yeah.
Not allowed to use. Well, it's very frowned upon.
That makes it much easier because exactly the middle right. is the hardest part.
Exactly right. And she wasn't meant to ice the cake in the category that it was in. The woman goes, "Did you even read the paperwork?" And little did they know, she microwaved the cake. She bought a microwavable pack of mixed cake. Gets better.
Also, you can't do that, I don't think.
It gets better. It gets better. So there's all the professional competitive bakers lined up, all the, you know, really nice cakes people have put
beautiful.
Effort into.
Looks like something that could be on MasterChef.
Then Jade pulls out of her handbag a plastic $2 shop trophy and medal.
Like a medal that you an
like
Olympian
a tiny
would wear.
Little cup, like a, oh, yeah, like a kid's little tiny toy. And she goes in front of everyone, hey, can you take a picture of me next to this? I've won. I'm a winner. I'm so embarrassed.
I know that's the sort of thing that mortifies you in public.
Have a look at the New FM Facebook page. It's literally, she went and purchased her own $2 Chinese shop trophy.
How embarrassing.
And then there was a post on her Facebook that was like, as the length of the Bible saying how she won.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, I don't even know what I would do in that situation. As you called yourself the handbag.
I literally was. I got used. And then at the end, I go, let's go for coffee at Baked Uprising. She goes, feeling a little bit sick now.
Oh, man.
Used like a rag.
Time to go.
Maddie! Never again. I have to ban her from coming to my house.
That's tough, man.
Well, it's very rude to come over unannounced. I'm genuinely annoyed.
Mm. Well, the housemate especially.
Well, I live with someone. Like,
if you lived alone, it's a different issue and I can...
I love Jade like a sister, but, you know, wouldn't you be pissed off if she come started knocking on your windows at 7:30 on a Saturday?
100%.
Anyway, love you, Jade. what's in Jade's box up next? Double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown. It's time for you to operate her box.
That's right.
Today. Wow, that's something different.
So what I've popped something in there. I'll give a clue before I shake it.
Mm.
Comes in two colours, purple or black. Have a listen.
Okay. Very good. You're shaking that box well, Creeper.
Oh, yeah. 13:10:09 if you want to win a double pass to Reading Cinemas, Charlestown.
Okay, doing it next, 6:17 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creeper when you wake up.
UFM. What's in Jade's box?
For a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown, all you've got to do is guess what's inside Jade's box. Now, this morning, I slipped an item in there. The clue I gave away, of course, is it comes in two colours, purple or black.
Okay, give it a shake. Here we go. Listen carefully. Okay, shall we go to the phones?
Let's do it.
Hey, yeah. Helen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, doll. How are you today? Good weekend?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Oh, what'd you get up to? Did you make it out to the show?
No, I did not, no.
Do you know what? Honestly, literally the minute last night that the show closed, the sun came out.
Really?
It's cursed, I'm telling you. All right, Helen, let's win you these movie tickets. What do you think is inside Jade's box today?
Okay, is it an eggplant?
It is.
An eggplant?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There we go. Just like that. Happy days.
How easy is that?
Congrats, Helen. Enjoy your day. Thanks for playing. All thanks to Reading Cinemas Charlestown.
There you go, Maddie.
Is it from your garden?
It is.
Oh, very good.
Just like the emoji.
It actually does look exactly like that. Hey, coming up next, Hamish is the news. What's making news today, mate? Oh, yeah. No yeah. Headphones on.
That's all right.
Very good. also, after that, we're doing a right or wrong this morning. And now, if you're doing it outside, you're generally doing it in weird places. Adult cuddles, that is.
Some people are really into it, though, aren't they?
Well, I mean, you know, what's a normal place outside to have sex? There's not many, is there?
Mm.
It's, you know, maybe on a beach or behind a bush or on a picnic table.
That's right.
So, this couple have been caught, pictured, in fact, having sex on a floating item.
A floating item?
I'll tell you more next. It's so bizarre, won't even believe
you
me.
You say floating item, not a boat, yeah?
Not a boat.
Another floating
Another
item.
Another floating
right, we'll
item
leave it there.
That's not a boat. Doing it next. It's 6:26. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo. The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The
Novo.
The
Three, two, one. Wow, the crown and anchor, hey? The video's doing the rounds on Facebook at the
Amazing.
Moment of the woman running out of the venue.
With the toilet paper.
Elaine style, basically, just with the rolls of toilet paper.
So fascinating. So after our toilet paper prank here last week, we've come back into the office this morning and there's a jail-level lock on the toiletries cabinet.
Yeah, it's like something that they'd use to guard a large amount of gold bullion at a bank. It's the same level of lock. Very expensive, a lock like that.
Fort Knox locks.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good brand, actually.
We can't afford more stuff, but we can afford the best of locks.
Yeah, that's right. I feel like it would have been sold by one of those people that, like, does a sales pitch. We supply locks to the US military. We can also supply your locks for a very high price.
Do you know what? This whole toilet paper thing's really getting me down. Sick of looking at it all. I mean, there's that fight on Facebook going around as well that went viral of the three women in a three-way tussle at a Woolies store. The screaming, the drama.
Grow up.
The trolley full of toilet paper. Speaking of toilet paper, though, you might have seen a story over the weekend. Mm. There's a woman, right, from Queensland. They're calling her the toilet paper queen. So back in February, she accidentally ordered 48 boxes of toilet paper instead of 48 rolls. So she's got like 2,300 rolls of toilet paper, and she's fashioned a throne in her garage out of the boxes.
See, this is pre toilet paper gate, right?
Yeah,
so before all this panic was happening, she accidentally got all this, you know,
of this toilet paper.
Of the good stuff.
So, I mean, we're going to chat to her, actually. I've tracked her down after 8 o'clock today. Maybe we can manage to get some rolls out of her and, you know, send some Newcastle way.
Yeah, that'd be good. We need some down here.
We do.
She could open a shop.
13:10:09, though, next. We need your help. Right or wrong, a couple have been pictured, yes, having sex outside on a buoy.
So this is like one of a floating in the
a
ocean.
A floating ocean buoy. You know the one that's off, like, Nobby's?
Yeah, that's right. That's
looks exactly like that.
Buoy, is it?
A buoy?
Buoy?
A buoy?
Just to, not to get confusing. With
a buoy.
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 I'm just not going to say it anymore because
a floating thing in the ocean.
That's why I said that. how weird, though. They've been pictured. I mean, you know how that seal sits on the one hand? I mean, it's like two now. So these two people just, you know,
going at it
on the buoy.
Buoy.
So 13:10:09, is it right or wrong to be doing it outside today?
That could be anywhere.
Anywhere.
Maybe
you have a funny story for us
or
as well.
Yeah, that's right. Or, you know, a private location, but still outside.
I think it's fine.
You're into it?
Oh, totally. Do you know what? Back to Mother Nature, I say. If they want to go and hang on a buoy, let them do it.
I met somebody at a party once who bragged about having done it on public transport.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're taking your calls next. 13:10:09. We'll do it after Maroon 5 Memories at New FM. It's 6:37. Good morning. Maroon 5 Memories on 105.3 New FM at 6:40 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. A couple have been caught having sex on a buoy on a beach at Perth. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you. Very awkward encounter at Cottesloe Beach on Saturday. A couple pictured doing the deed. Jeez. On a floating buoy off the coast of the beach. It's so disgusting. But you know what? Good on them. If you're gonna go public,
it's not really.
You know, you might as well go this.
It's quite far off, isn't it? So you'd have to really be close up to see anything, wouldn't you?
I mean, basically, right? What do you remember those little spinning? What are you calling like a tarzo? Like a top? Yeah. And they have those, like, you know, where you put your fingers.
It's the bit where the spinning bit.
Anyway, look, it basically looks like a big stick on a ball, and they're just hugging the stick part of the buoy while he's behind her.
Jeez, very awkward to be caught. I mean, obviously, but I think some people are into that, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's a whole thing like exhibitionism and whatnot. Are you?
No, not
You've
my.
You've never done it outside?
Not my thing. I did once speak to someone I was saying before at a party who said years ago they'd done it down in Sydney on a train, which I didn't even believe. But then, like, their friends were, like, cracking up. Obviously, this story had been told before, which leads me to think it may be true.
At least they're undercover, though. You know, they're in an enclosed situation.
Well, I guess. They said it was, like, 3 a.m. type of thing. There was no one else on the carriage.
Oh, that's all right.
No, it isn't. Not on a train.
Trains also have a lot of security cameras and they go everywhere.
Would 100% there'd be a tape of it somewhere that would have done the rounds.
What are your thoughts on this, Jackson?
I think it's so gross, especially on a train.
Have you been on public transport?
Crevo's turned it into a public transport dirty chat. I mean, outside in nature.
No.
You've never done it?
No, I haven't.
I used to when I was younger.
Is your thing?
Once or twice.
Like National Park or something?
No, just, you know, when I was like 17.
Oh,
I just never want to be on the news just or on someone's Snapchat for that.
Well, that's the thing.
I always think, like, if I've seen that, the first thing I'm doing is splashing it on my socials.
Snapchat, though, wasn't a thing.
Back then.
You know, 12
years
ago.
Not everyone didn't have cameras then, I guess.
As if the Motorola Razr's zooming right up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Now they certainly do, and you're going to get caught and end up on an FM radio show.
All I can say, if these guys want to, you know, show their love in such a public fashion, why not? Let them do it.
Get a room.
Oh, maybe they can't afford one. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
Coming up next.
This is a fascinating story. So these cops, they were...
Sunk low, that segment.
Huh?
That segment was low. No good.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, that's all right.
Let's lift our vibe
let's
up.
Let's lift
a bit,
it up.
Yeah.
All right. So these cops, right, they seize this guy's SUV and they actually, because they take the car, right?
Yeah.
It's a nice new SUV. This guy realizes because this it's a brand new car, it's got like tracking on it. You can see where the car's gone in
right.
case it's stolen. He realizes his car isn't just being taken to the cop shop like it should be. They are, in fact, taking it on a joyride. He then activates a certain feature that leads to the cops being stuck. I'll fill you in on all the details. This is an amazing story.
All right, excellent. 6:44 with the Novos, 105.3 in UFM. Vanessa Amorosi, absolutely everybody live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 in UFM. Tops of 23 degrees at Mayfield today. Crevo?
Fascinating story, this one, right? So, you know how police sometimes seize items, say, like a mobile phone or something, when they're doing an investigation,
yeah.
right? They're trying to see if there's something that could be incriminating against a possible criminal.
Yeah.
Right, so these cops did this. They took a guy's car. Right, a brand new SUV, and they do the investigation, and then they realize that it is, in fact, absolutely fine. The car needs to be returned to the guy, right? So this guy, he rocks up at the police station. He says, I would like my car back now. They say, oh, unfortunately, we don't have it here. So what he does, it's a brand new SUV, and it's got this system on it where you can track where the car is on your phone. He's like, well, I'm just going to see where it is. He realizes that the car is, in fact, on the move 140 kilometers away from the police station. And he figures out what the cops have done, have used this car just to go for a joyride.
No way.
So you can imagine.
See, it happens. It happens.
Well, obviously it happens. Now, he's obviously gotten pretty cross because that's his car and he's right. He has the right to get it back now.
Yeah.
What the cops don't realize, and they're like giving him nothing. They're saying like, oh, you might get it back later, like that sort of gear. What they don't realize, another feature of this brand new car is that he can, in fact, lock people in it. So he just activates that. He just activates the locking the people in and kills the engine, and they're stuck in his car, and they're not able to do anything. He keeps them in there for over 3 hours until they make an agreement to give his car back.
Wow.
So he's essentially held these corrupt cops, these dirty cops hostage until he got his car back.
Oh, do you know what, though? That's dangerous. That is a seriously bold move because the minute that he lets them out and drives off in his car, they will target him like no tomorrow.
Absolutely. But, hey, you know what? I feel like he was trying to get a little payback, I guess, because you can't be taken off with his car doing that. That's a bad move.
Now, Producer Jackson, you have a beastly, amazing-style car.
It's like the president's car.
Yeah,
basically.
It looks like the president's beast. Can you lock your car from your phone?
Yes, I can, actually. There's an app that you can do through
really?
The phone. You can turn it on, stop it,
do
lock
all
it,
that
wind
stuff.
The windows down.
See, so, I get impressed. Jackson can turn his car on just like by
his
pressing
phone.
His key.
I preempt leaving here 5 minutes before I'm out.
get it up and running.
I don't want any delays
up.
In that department.
Do you reckon, want the aircon just right so when you get in, it's perfect. I get mm-hmm. that.
Does your van do that, Craig?
It does. Absolutely does not. It has none of those features.
Oh, what a story. Hey, going to go back to the music right now. This is Morgan Evans, Kiss Somebody at New FM. 24 in Maitland today. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, Crevo, 131009, we're asking you this morning, what did you gain from the breakup?
You broke up.
Who broke up?
Who broke up?
We almost had another blowout fight. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, William Shatner scored himself some horse semen.
Weird
in his
thing.
Divorce settlement. Very weird, strange.
Weird thing to ask for.
Making bank, though. They're worth some coin.
Yeah, the old...
It's pedigree horse.
I guess so.
Race
must
horse.
Be.
So, I mean, you know, he's just ensuring his future financial stability.
That's right. I guess he could either sell it on or use it for something else. Who knows what he's up to? Anyway, so
what else would he be using it for?
I don't know. To
celebrities do weird things,
that's
though.
True.
Like the facials and the, you know,
they're into all sorts of weird stuff.
But we want to know, what did you gain from the breakup? 13-09 prizes on offer.
So I've got this friend who went through a bit of a, wasn't a great breakup. So his partner cheated on him, and he basically took a bunch of like furniture that they had and sold it off so he could buy his dream ute, because that's all he'd wanted for all these years, like being with this girl. So he sold all their, like, you know, beds, everything. He just took all the furniture.
And she wasn't aware?
Like, she'd gone, she, like, because obviously she'd been with this other guy. She went to, like, hang out with him and, like, a bit of a holiday and stuff. She came back and it was all sold off and he was driving around in a new ute.
Wow. Was she filthy?
Absolutely. But you know what? She didn't have much of a
leg. She has no moral high ground in this situation.
Exactly. She didn't have much of a leg to stand on, didn't even get that angry in a way, because she's like, you know what? Fair play to you.
I don't know why, but every breakup I've had, I always end up the loser.
In terms of the stuff that's divided up?
The stuff.
What did you, what do you lose that you wish you'd gotten over the years?
Do you know what? I've spent so much money on furniture over the years. Like, I think about it, and it just makes me sad.
Because you've lost out every single coffee table?
No, like couches, coffee tables, beds, you
know, you've got quite good taste.
Like, units.
You've got a certain taste, don't you?
My ex, the grub, do you know what? He made bank off my old furniture.
Really?
Well, because it wasn't. It was good stuff. And I remember we were together for 5 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally, he done the dirty on me.
Yeah.
He sold the furniture. He
and
got
took
the
all
cash.
The money. What a dog.
What a dog indeed. Let's wrap it up there.
Yeah.
Love it or loathe it. Up next here at the Novos, we're getting, Jackson is getting on your thoughts on the daily topics.
That's
next
right.
On New FM 713. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. On New FM.
The Novos. Love it or loathe it.
Yeah, producer Jackson, you are getting our thoughts on today's daily topic, which is
keep cups.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe them. Oh, so disgusting.
I like the idea of it, but I never do it.
Mm.
Like, I think I've got one, I think.
Tradies love a keep cup.
Yeah, they do. They're always getting...
I always see Jade there sucking on her keep cup every morning, and I always look at the
Why
top rim.
Because
there's,
so
I don't think she realises there's, like, crusty bits of milk around the top.
Mm, I'm not into that.
That's the thing. When you have it so much, I feel like you maybe lapse in...
Save the planet, though, Matty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate them for that very reason, Matty, because they're disgusting and people don't clean them right. Cafe in Sydney's become one of the first, though, to completely shut them down to try and stop the spread of coronavirus. So they've said that they do not want the customers coming in, bringing their keep cups, keep them filthy things at home. They've also put in a hand sanitization station that you've got to go to before you even enter the premises, which I think is fantastic.
That is so good.
Because coffee shops would be... Like, I don't know, because they're handling money and they're moving all the time and there's people coming in through their old dirty cups, especially people that don't wash them. To me, they're the ones that work.
Especially those cafes that have, like, their little buns and all their sort of goods out for the public to get by themselves. Gross. I'm all for this cafe. I will find out where it is, and this will be the only cafe I go to.
This makes me happy because, you know what? We need to be more proactive. And more businesses need to start enforcing these rules.
Okay, that's an interesting thought, because I haven't even, like, gone down that path in my mind. But I do see the people that, like, come in with a keep cup that I haven't washed.
Yeah.
Hey, can you wash this for me? Are you kidding? That's
Gross.
Not their job.
Yuck. Well, that's why the cafes come out and said. They said they're protecting their staff by doing this, because they've got a duty of care to them.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, which is nice.
More businesses need to have duty of care, don't they?
Plenty of them.
Anyway.
Thank you, Jackson.
You're welcome, guys.
Age, sex, location up next, Crevo.
Yep.
$1,000 on offer. All you've got to do is, if you identify with today's ASL, give us a ring, 13-09 with your lucky number. We'll spin the cash balls and you could be $1,000 richer.
Should we throw it out there now?
ASL is...
35-year-old male from the Lake Macquarie area.
A 35-year-old male from Lake Mac Council area. If that is you, the lines are open now. 13-10-09. Doing it next. The New FM.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
3, 2, 1. All right, if you'd like to win $1,000 instantly, you just need to be a 35-year-old male from the Lake Macquarie Council area. 13 10 09, give us a call and have a spin at these cash balls. It's a 1 in 30 chance at $1,000.
It's got to go off soon. I mean, we keep getting numbers that are one off or two off.
It's going to happen. So if you're 35, you're male, and you live in the Lake Macquarie Council area, this is your chance at an easy grand.
It is indeed. 13 10 09, the lines are open. DJ Mike Crevo has just come up with a very good idea.
I'm excited about this.
Right, so I'm just chatting to him outside, having a coffee, and he's like, you know what I thought we could do today to a lucky for a lucky Novocastrian? I go, what? He goes, DJ Mike drives them to work day.
I love this. So we're just doing this bang off the top.
I think so. Right. Let's just roll with it. Because you know what? If maybe you're broke after the weekend.
Yeah.
And you want to get an Uber to work or a taxi, but you can't afford to, give us a ring. 13 10 09.
Okay.
And DJ Mike could pick you up in the new FM car, take you to work.
How good's that?
I love it. All right, doing it after Dermot Kennedy, outnumbered at New FM. Good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, real.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Yeah, 1 in 30 chance to walk away with $1,000 this morning with age, sex, location. We did put the call out just now for a 35-year-old male from the Lake Macquarie Council area, and I do believe that we have Clint from Toronto on the phone. Hey, mate.
Clint, you there?
Hey, Clint.
G'day, g'day.
How are you, buddy?
All right, how are you?
Good, good. What'd you get up to on the weekend, man?
Gardening, mate. Green thumb.
Green thumb? What sort of garden? Are you doing veggies? You got flowers? You got fruit trees? What do you got going on?
Mate, I don't know the name of them. They're little white flowers and they look very pretty.
Very nice.
So, yeah. I'm pretty happy with myself.
Do you have a partner? You're single? What's going on there?
No, I'm engaged.
Oh, beautiful. So your missus would have been happy then.
She was. She chose the flowers, mate. You got to keep them happy.
What a catch you are, Clint.
That you do.
What a catch.
Yeah. So, obviously, trip to Bunnings, you're going to spend a bit. You need $1,000?
I do, mate. I've got to top it back up after those flowers.
Yeah, of course. Well, let's try and win it for you. What's your lucky number between 1 and 30?
Number 6, thanks, mate.
Number 6? All right, let's do this.
Spin those cash balls, Crevo. All right, here we go. It's coming down the line right now.
Oh, for $1,000, why do you pick number 6? What's so lucky about number 6 for you, Clint?
Well, I'm about to find out.
All right.
Crevo, give us the good news.
23.
Oh, don't. Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you, Clint. Appreciate
that's
you.
All right.
Thanks for hanging out,
man. Have a good week. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. More up next here at 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Slow Hands. 105.3 New FM. Noel Horan, Slow Hands there with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 10 to 8. Now, Crevo, I thought, you know what? Monday, Jade's not here. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, well, that's what we try and do.
We've got another $50 Singo's voucher here. So nice, it's time to do give us your street meat.
We could grab a little street meat.
Huh. Meat from the street.
Knock on the window and say, give me a street meat.
Yeah, you got that yummy,
yummy. Grab your street meat.
That's right. You've got to use that slightly demanding tone as well. It's really important. So when you see the new FM car out and about this morning, it's going to be heading down to Mayfield Woolies car park, actually.
Yeah, DJ Mike has just messaged me through this 1 minute on site.
So if you're in the area, make sure you look for that new FM car, bang on the window, give me a street meet, and then he'll hand over the voucher. It's
$50 Singo's voucher, just like that.
I know, Singo's butcheries, they have the prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. Absolute legends, those guys.
Always. Coming up very soon, though, Crevo, Scotty Cam, in trouble at the moment.
Well, that he is.
He's getting some flack.
Well, he's copping flack because he essentially got this job where he is promoting, he's a careers ambassador, right? It's a national position.
I did see him with the other Scott Morrison at a press conference touting this not long ago.
That's right. So he's 15 months. He has to do this job. So he's being paid $345,000 for it.
Oh, what?
For 15 months' work, and all he has, like all he's done so far, is turn up to four different events. All he's done, turn up four times, $345,000. Now, at first, it might seem like that's a lot of cash, but what you got to remember, the idea of this job is to get people, young people, to do, like, trades, so get into TAFE and stuff.
Well, they've wasted their money already by getting Scotty Cam. Like, no, come on.
I think he might actually be good for it.
What a rorting a-hole. That's a lot of money, Crevo. That's good by a house.
No, but imagine...
And how many events has he rocked up to?
Four
events. So he's probably invested less than half a day's actual work to get a $500,000 pay packet.
$345,000.
Oh, almost. We'll just say that.
Anyway, we're going to get into that debate, whether you think it's right or wrong Scotty Cam's gotten all this cash.
DJ Mike's on site. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. I'm down here at Mayfield Woolworths. I've just turned up. And you wouldn't believe it, I literally just parked the car, ran the studio, and I got a tap of the window, and a woman said to me,
give me your street, man.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Who have you got there, Mike?
It's Angela this morning, and she just literally was following me, and she tailed me all the way down from Mayfield.
I love that.
Angela, hey, $50 meat tray to start your week, that's got to feel good.
Great.
Oh, good.
Awesome. Yeah, nothing like street meat. Feels good. That's what we say.
It does indeed. DJ Mike, you know what? Give your business a plug, mate. Off you go.
Oh, yeah. Guys, if you need a DJ, give us a call. RadioAllStarsEntertainment.com.
He always manages to sneak it in there.
It's all thanks to Singos. Right now, though, Jessica Mowboy, Selfish and New FM.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
3, 2, 1. So, Maddie, you went to the drop on the weekend.
I did, yes.
How was that? How were the presets?
Empire Park, amazing.
Yeah?
The presets are one of those acts that, you know, you might not listen to for a while, but when you hear them and see them live, it's like, yeah, that song was amazing.
Yeah, that's right. They've definitely got some good songs over the years. How was the vibe?
Really good vibe. The only thing is, they let a lot of kids in. So
what do you mean?
Well, it was
all ages, wasn't
all
it?
All ages. But,
what do you expect?
It's just odd, you know.
Weird.
It's 10 o'clock at night and there's an 8-year-old kid next to you. Presets banging on.
Hey, you know what? When you're a kid, though, getting into a music festival is awesome because there's not many around.
Well, it made me actually think, because I did see a lot of parents taking their younger children. Mm. It's exposing them to
different
that
quite
music early, and I think it's quite good.
It is, in a way, you know, and you often see, like, when it is an all-ages gig, like, the really little kids with the headphones on, like, so it blocks, yeah, so it's not too loud and stuff.
Do you know what, though?
It's a vibe.
Overall, they did a really good job there. Mm. Like, the whole event was really cool, good setup, really good selection of food as well.
Great, the old food vans and stuff.
Oh, I got on the German sausages.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it's good.
Long are the days of, like, music festivals where Pluto pups are the only option.
No, they're long gone now.
Now you can always get your gourmet food, which is great. Bow Brothers make an appearance.
They did, I think.
Of course they did.
Memory.
If it's a festival in Newcastle, they're there. Which is great. I love it.
Oh, do you know what they did sell the most of, I think, though? The potato on a stick.
Oh, the twisted one?
Yeah.
How good is that?
They were just people with those left, right and centre. Very good, though.
Good way to make a lot of money, that sort of thing, because it's just literally they're selling you a potato for $10. Like, how genius is that?
Coming up next, though, we were just chatting before, Scotty Cam copping some flack online, Crevo.
$345,000 he got paid for, they're saying it's 15 months' work, but he's literally turned up to four things. Like, in each one of those, just does a little speech, on he goes. Great way to make some cash. Also, I would suggest, right, because his job is to, like, make young people get into TAFE and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's good for that gig.
Oh, I think it's a cop-out, honestly. Does it pass the pub test? Absolutely not.
And this is the debate we've been having behind the scenes. 13 10 09 to get involved. Do you think it's fair that Scotty Cam is being paid almost $400,000 to attend four events?
He should be doing it for free. He's making enough coin.
Yeah, but you
greedy,
got...
greedy.
Scotty Cam doesn't do anything for free. He's a celebrity, mate.
Nah, get your tool belt off, mate.
Only one tool in that room, is that what you're saying?
Thank you very much. Straight after Bruno Mars, Marry You at New FM. Good morning. Bruno Mars, Marry You, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with DeNovo's Jade, Maddie Crevo. Minus Jade today. She's off sick, but 13.10.09. We need your opinions. Mm. Newcastle, Scotty Cam, will he pass the pub test right now? Being paid nearly $350,000 as an ambassador for the government to get young people into TAFE and to trades.
That's right.
I think this is the biggest rot of all time.
At first I did think that, but I started considering the idea of this, of that job, right, is to get young people to join, like to enroll in TAFE and stuff. And what better way to get some young guy who's or girl who's thinking about, you know, maybe doing a trade, and they go, you know what, there is a great path to, you know, a long career in work. All that, look at what Scotty Cam's done with himself. look how successful he is. I could be that guy.
Very different, though, Crevo. I mean, Scotty Cam is a pretend tradie. I doubt Scotty Cam has done a hard day's work on the job site for many years.
I think he's still the real deal. He still renovates his own houses, doesn't he?
His own houses with all the money that he's counting from Channel 9 and The Block. I mean, come off it.
So
that's a lot of money. And to be honest, if you're an 18-year-old kid and you're out there thinking about what to do with your life, the last person that I'm looking at is Scotty Cam.
Well, look how much cash he's got, though.
Doesn't matter. Is he really appealing to an 18 to 21-year-old?
Yeah, I think people think he's pretty cool.
Like, no chance.
Because look how rich he is. Aren't people attracted to that?
I've never heard anyone say in my entire life, Scotty Cam's cool.
So he's very successful in what he does. And, you know, he's got this message that there are great, he says in quotes, wonderful economic opportunities in taking on a trade.
That's all good and well, Crevo, but $350,000 is ridiculous.
He's got to go. He's been out to four different events now.
Only four. No good. Yeah, like I said, you're not 18 and looking up to Scotty Cam going, wow, one day I wish I could wear a tool belt and not work to get paid. Like, come on.
Like, I think what's annoying you is the amount of money and it's playing and into working class Matty over there is going, Crevo, it's too much money. But he's a celebrity. Of course he's getting paid well.
It's the amount of money that he is getting paid by this government to attend four events. I mean, is it another one of Scotty from Marketing's mates? Like, well, come on.
But do you think...
Scott's looking after Scott's, right?
Do you think... What do you think's a fair amount of money for that?
If Scotty Cam to get... Yeah. 50,000.
50, so you think 10 grand an event, that's fair.
That's a lot of money. Why does he deserve nearly
$500,000?
He's
a national treasure, Matty.
No, he's not.
He's a national... Look what he's done for the building industry. You got to think about that.
You know
that.
What's a national treasure, Crevo?
What?
The Sydney Opera House. The Harbour Bridge.
What about Scotty Cam? Look how...
Not Scotty Cam.
He's completely improved the building industry in Australia. Because everyone wants to renovate their houses. It's built the economy. Some might even say that he's responsible for, like, a good
it's
economy
an
in Australia.
Do you know what? And he's a bad example because, like I said, not a real tradie anymore. And you know, you're like, well, yeah, that's what you could be. It shows people what you could be.
Yeah.
What, like... His story is one in 100,000. He got lucky.
I don't know.
What are you trying to be, you know, young person, TV star or tradesman?
Either way, Scotty Cam's a good role model.
Oh, Jackson, I feel like you have something to say on Scotty Cam.
Oh, I just think if Scotty Cam's a national treasure, let's bury the poor man. No thanks. Too much money. Get lost.
Thank you.
Oh,
DJ Mike, come over here. We need your opinion on the show.
Yes, sir.
So, right here. Wow.
Oh, God, he was quick.
Personal space. So, question. Scotty Cam being paid $350,000 to be the apprenticeship ambassador.
Yeah, no, I thought that.
Four events he's attended. Thoughts?
We've only seen him do four events, but how many marketing campaigns has he done? Has he done any brochures, pamphlets, doing all that sort of work? Have we seen it yet? But it's true. It's a better career option to go with
doing a trade. Yeah.
I mean, going to uni now to get a degree, you know, in something like arts, you know, you're not going to get a job.
That's true.
No, look,
DJ Mike, thanks for your support. Thanks for bringing a bit of reason to the show for once.
Yeah, sorry, Team Crevo.
Oh, get out. Back down the hallway, mate. Yeah. Thank you. There you go. It's interesting. I think you're just winding me up, to be quite honest, Crevo.
Might have been a bit of that. Special guest on the show next, though, Maddie.
Now, here's an interesting chat. The toilet paper queen. You may have seen the story over the weekend. The woman from Toowoomba in Queensland accidentally ordered 48 boxes of toilet paper. Each box contains 48 rolls. So she has over 2,000 individual rolls of toilet paper purchased right before this whole coronavirus panic around toilet paper. We're going to chat to her next. I've tracked her down.
Oh, I can't wait.
She's even fashioned herself a throne out of toilet paper. It's incredible. Go to the New FM Facebook page and check out the picture. It's something else. Chatting to the toilet paper queen next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Justin Bieber, Dan and Shay, 10,000 hours live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Very exciting, Crevo, because over the weekend, you may have seen the story doing the rounds online. It's the number one trending story in the country at the moment about a couple from Toowoomba who accidentally ordered 48 boxes of toilet rolls in February before all of this toilet paper madness started occurring.
Yeah, so just to clarify, this isn't somebody who's like gotten on the let's make profit bandwagon. Total mistake at the time, probably total panic.
Over 2,000 individual rolls. So Heidi and her husband have fashioned a toilet paper throne. Now, the picture's up on the New FM Facebook page. This is incredible. Joining us now is the toilet paper queen.
A Bankstown mother and daughter have been charged after a fight over toilet paper in Woolworths.
Each and every day we grabbing paper.
How to be a quality queen.
We went out to take a look for ourselves yesterday and there wasn't a toilet roll inside.
Oh, she joins us now. All hail the toilet paper queen.
Hey!
Hello. Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you. I've got my husband here as well.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make him the king?
Yes.
Excellent. Your Highness.
I love this. So the video has gone viral online. Check it out. It is quite incredible. Guys, you must be so taken aback with all this media attention. Have you hired security outside your home to protect your stock levels?
No, we haven't. We do have Crimsafe on all our windows. So.
Oh, that's just as good. I love that. Now, at the time when you placed the order and it arrived, I'm guessing in a truck, were you thinking, oh, God, what have we done?
Yeah, pretty much. So Chris answered the door expecting just, you know, the usual one box to be delivered and could not believe his eyes and called out to me. I was home as well and said, what did you do?
Wow. So, like, obviously, you've got all of this toilet paper now. I mean, that would have cost quite a bit, I'm imagining. Did you not realise at checkout you spent thousands of dollars?
No, because they don't have a checkout. So it's sort of a monthly or a fortnightly subscription that you sign up for how many weeks.
Yeah, right.
They send you one box every 8 weeks or 12 weeks. And just charge it to your credit card. So because of that, there's not really a checkout system.
Right.
Per se.
And this is that toilet paper that they sell to, like, raise money to, like, build toilets in developing countries, isn't it? So it's a good cause.
Yeah, that's right. It's a really good cause. And we've been using it for a couple of years now. And the trouble all came because Haiti changed the toilet paper we were getting for their premium stuff And so she had to change our order, and that's where the mistake came.
Oh, geez.
This is quite incredible. In all seriousness, though, have your family and friends been hitting you up left, right, and centre? You know, like, usually you've got your bum friend that's asking for, you know, some cash. Oh, you got a spare 50. Are people hitting you up for toilet paper?
Yeah, we've had a few more visitors recently. A couple of people wanting selfies on the throne and that kind of thing too.
Game of Thrones throne, move over. Because,
I know, right?
Craver, you've seen this throne. It is quite incredible.
It's actually one of the more beautiful things I've seen in my life.
We had good fun building the throne. Unfortunately, we've given away quite a fair bit of the toilet paper, and so the throne has been dismantled.
Mm.
So we're wondering what to do with the boxes that we have remaining.
I mean, you say it's been dismantled, but you always have those memories. And like I said, I've been to the Louvre, I've been to the Statue of Liberty, the Harbour Bridge. Nothing compares, I would say.
Yeah, it's pretty classic.
Now, a question. You did say you've given a fair bit out. How many boxes do you have left? And second of all, are you making some cash on this? If you're selling it, like, you know, are you putting an extra 100, 200 bucks on top?
No, we've added $2 per box.
Right.
But we are selling it at smaller quantities as well, which do earn a little bit more markup.
Right.
Per box. But we're down to about 10 boxes now.
Oh, okay, that's good. Well, hey, the big order almost couldn't have come at a better time. You're able to help out a few friends and family along the way.
Absolutely, and I think that's the funniest thing about it is we didn't do it on purpose and now it's ended up being the best thing ever.
Do you know what it's like when you get your tax return, right? Yeah. And you get that extra injection of cash, you think you're loaded, and then you spend most of it, and then you realise, oh, not that much left. But, guys, I can't believe this has gone viral. Check it out. I mean, the video is incredible.
Well worth watching.
Well worth watching, exactly. Guys, good luck, and like I said, if things get too crazy, make sure you hire some security, because every regal person needs some sort of royal guard out the front of their palace.
100%. Maybe instead of, you know, the tall black hats that they wear in the UK, maybe you could have a hat made of TP. Look, thank you so much, Your Highness, for joining us.
Love it. Thank you. Oh, that's so funny. What's the goss up next here at New FM? Good morning.
The Novos. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Oh, producer Jackson is here. Mate, what's the goss today?
Oh, yeah. So, new audio from the new docuseries Hillary, which is like a four-part on Hulu. So it's come out and basically giving a reason behind why Bill Clinton slept with Monica Lewinsky.
It's a pretty crappy reason.
Oh, my
hey.
Gosh. Do you want to hear it? Let's go.
Here's something to take your mind off it for a while. That's what happens. Everybody's life has pressures and disappointments and terrors, fears of whatever. Things I did to manage my anxieties for years. This is not a defense. It's an explanation.
So basically he got stressed that a pretty woman walked into the Oval Office.
What?
He sounds like a creep.
I was going to say, what's happened to his voice?
Was he a smoker?
He sounds like
a smoker.
I reckon cigars.
Yeah. He's on the cigars. Mm. He's puffing on them, and away he goes.
It's actually so heartbreaking because Hillary, right, she gets such a hard time over there.
Mm.
And she, no wonder she's a little bit icy. The things that she's publicly had to go through.
Absolutely. Mm. Especially that period of her life. Like, that's when she would have been key in the spotlight.
And do you know what? How many times do we have to hear him avoid saying sorry? Like, he's never actually sat back and said sorry. He's just, oh, I'm stressed, oh, I'm this, oh, I'm that. I'm kind of overhearing about his side of the story.
And it is true. He actually said he's been watching how Monica Lewinsky's life has been defined by this for all of these years later.
Isn't that
and, I
crazy?
Mean, no F's given.
One thing I'm pretty sad about is that they haven't addressed in the documentary whether Hillary Clinton was actually cloned during the presidential campaign, which was a big story. I just want them to address that. I wanted to talk about it.
Like,
come on.
It's such a ridiculous story. Maybe they've gone, you know what, not worth even going near.
You know what? They're all lizards, I'm telling you right now. And you know what? They'll make a Hollywood series about it. Let's talk about Hollywood, though, because the coronavirus has hit it hard. So I don't know if you've heard about all of these issues that they're facing. They're saying it's going to be in, like, $90 billion disaster for Hollywood. In China, they've shut down over 70,000 screens, cinema screens. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
unbelievable.
So it's absolutely huge. They've actually just pushed off the release of the new James Bond film.
Yeah,
it was supposed to come out in April. They were going to say they delayed it in China, but now they've done a worldwide delay, so we're not going to see that till November. BTS, Green Day, Sierra, they've all cancelled and postponed tours. TV shows are being shut down. The Amazing Race, The Bachelor, Cannes Film Festival could
really?
Be cancelled. Yep, and they're saying that Coachella as well is up for debate whether that's going to go ahead.
Isn't this just crazy?
Yeah, so I bring it up because we look at what's happening in Hollywood. This could happen to our own shows here in Australia. We could see Aussie content being put on the back burner, which is going to be pretty damaging to the industry because, you know, I don't know, it's going to cost us a lot of money, and we already sort of face an uphill battle when it comes to Australian content.
So true.
I know that our version of The Amazing Race, like, there's chat around that being suspended as well.
Mm. So we're just going to watch reruns, I guess, of stuff for another year.
Isn't it terrible? God, who knows what the world's going to be like in a few months?
Yeah.
The big winner out of this is, like, your Netflixes and stuff, because people just want to stay home.
Yeah, well, they're saying that streaming services, but not only that, mobile phone companies are really benefiting from all of this because people are obviously buying new phones, they're buying data, stuff like that. So they're saying they're the big winners, yeah.
Interesting.
Wow. Thank you, Jackson.
You want to, you know, looking at, like, the positive, I guess, if you're in the mobile phone industry, happy days.
I mean, a way that movie studios could combat this is they almost sell the movies that are meant to be in cinemas as, like, a one-time subscription thing.
That's what they should do. People would love that.
Well, apparently they're meeting in Hollywood this week. All those big studios are coming together and they're putting all the differences aside and the competitiveness, and they're trying to figure out a plan that they can save some cash because, yeah, this is going to be really damaging.
Don't take away Hollywood stars' cash flow.
Yeah, exactly. They get real, man.
That's it. Hey, age, sex, location, up next, $1,000 up for grabs. Crevo, we are looking for
a 22-year-old female from the Maitland City Council area. If that's you, 13 10 09, you've got a 1 in 30 chance of winning a grand instantly.
Alrighty, taking your calls next is 8:44. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Great song, Jam and Spoon, right in the night. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, Crevo. 13 10 09, we are playing age, sex, location. Crevo, we are looking for
a 22-year-old female from the Maitland City Council area. If that's you, 1 in 30 chance at $1,000. Just call now, 13 10 09. Lines are open.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well. The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Yes, indeed. 30 seconds on the clock, Crevo, for you
start
to get through.
Tunnel.
And
countdown.
We're counting down right now. 13:10:09. If you are a
22-year-old female from the Maitland City Council area.
$1,000 after the weekend.
Be pretty handy.
Would be so good.
So, Maddie, what's on for the rest of your day?
Rest of today, I think I've lost my house key somewhere.
Oh, no. So you're just going to be hanging out the front?
No. I just need to find it.
You go to a library, maybe?
No.
Hang out there.
Oh, yes, we've got some calls coming through. Excellent. Producer Jackson put those through. What about you, Crevo? What are you up to today?
I might try and go to the gym a bit later.
Screw that.
Not something you're into.
I've had such a blowout since Mardi Gras. I've just been eating crap every day.
Off the starvation diet.
I had a pizza and a burger yesterday.
Good times.
Terrible, really, isn't it?
Delicious, though, I bet.
Very delicious. Very delicious.
Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's do it. New FM, hello, who's this?
Emily, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Awesome. How was your weekend?
Pretty good, nice and quiet.
Nice and quiet, okay. What'd you get up to, just chilling at home or...?
Yeah, I've got two kids, so just chilled at home with them.
Nice one. All right. Well, $1,000 would be pretty handy. What would you spend it on? You're going on a shopping spree?
Oh, we're needing a new car. I've got another bub on the way, so needing a bigger car.
Oh, jeez.
What's 22, starting young there, Emily. Jeez.
Hey, you know what?
Loves it.
Very young.
Has it been hard being a young mum with two kids?
17, you said you started.
Yeah, it was hard, but I wouldn't change it. My daughter's
change my life for the world.
Do you?
Nice one.
Did you sort of had like? Do you sort of get annoyed that you've, you know, obviously had to miss out on your 20s? Like, are you still going out with your friends, or are you just full time mum now?
Yeah, having a baby hasn't changed. Still going out and having fun.
Like, yeah, good,
mom's
good.
Happy to look after the kids, so I get to go out.
Oh, that's cute. Good. Well, let's give you $1,000. We need to win you this cash. What's your lucky number between 1 and 30, Em?
Number 9.
All right, Crevo, are you ready?
Yeah, of course I am.
Spin those cash balls. We're looking for number 9 this morning for Emily.
Yes, cross.
For $1,000, here we go.
Fingers crossed.
All right, why number 9?
It's just always been my lucky number.
Has it won you cash before?
Not really, no.
The lucky numbers never do, but let's hope we can change this, Crevo.
For $1,000. It's 1.
Oh, no.
Single digits, close, but not what we're after.
Emily, thank you for playing. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars, HSX location. Back tomorrow, hopefully back tomorrow, is Jade.
Well, we'll see how she's failing.
Yes, she hasn't been online on Facebook. She's had a nice old sleep in today, hasn't she?
Well, she's sick, Maddie. Come on.
105 commercial free kicking off next with Jackson, mate. What's on the line?
Yo, a bit of Selena Gomez, new stuff. Rare.
Love that song.
Yeah, it's a good track, right? A bit of a throwback as well. Vanessa Carlton. I forget the other guy.
I always thought in this song that he's saying the F word.
Oh, really?
In that bit that, oh, put up a... That bit. For years, I thought that was a swear.
Misheard song lyrics. There's a classic FM radio segment we won't be doing.
It happens all the time, Maddie. Don't stress. Aussie Boys 5 Sauce as well, helping kick off your work week.
Yeah, get around it.
Very good. Yeah. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Bye, Felicia.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.